Hello everyone, this is Tim. Welcome to North and South Podcasts. Today I'm going to do two things. I'm going to talk to you about habit formation, which I'm going to come to first. And then I'm going to talk about the day I had, or the few days I had in mid to late October, without giving you the exact dates, and just some interesting things that happened. First of all, I want to talk about habit formation. And habit formation is important because we all develop habits. Some of them are bad habits, some of them might be considered good habits, some of them might be in between, depending on moderation, etc., etc. But as we grow older, we're all going to probably develop habits that we're not happy with and we wish that we didn't have. And it's very, very important that we take responsibility for our habits and recognise them, first of all, because some people are in denial about things. And if you want to change habits, you've got to want it. And I read a great book a few years ago. I've mentioned it on about six or seven podcasts, called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he talks about how we can develop good habits and then bad habits, and the kind of processes we can go through to do that. So I'm going to mention some stuff from his work, and I'm going to mention things from my own experience, which have worked as well, and as limited as that is. So bad habits, we need to recognise it. It might mean writing it down. It might mean using things like cognitive behaviour therapy, CBT, and mindfulness to be aware of bad habits as they're happening, and to think what's going on while I'm doing those things. If you want to develop a new habit, you've got to want it. If you don't want it, if someone else is saying, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, that's great. You've got to want it, because otherwise it's too hard, or it can be too hard to overcome some of the bad habits that we've built up. So get your why right. Why do you want it? Now, you need 30 to 60 days to stop a habit and to start a new one properly. And even after that, you can find things difficult. So if you give up alcohol or tobacco or whatever, you may well have urges going well beyond that time. And you may have times mentally where you feel like you want those kinds of things. But 30 to 60 days is important. And it may well be that in those 30 to 60 days, you change your environment and you avoid situations. So it may be that you don't go to the pub. And you might say, well, I like going to the pub. I don't want to not go to the pub. But maybe when you go to the pub, you start smoking with friends or whatever it is. It may well be that you need to stop doing that. And that's why you've got to get your why right. Is going to the pub with friends where you will smoke more important than you not smoking? Because if you haven't got that clear in your head, you're not going to do it. The other thing might be changing your environment. So not having things in the house. Making sure things go in a particular cupboard that you don't look at, like sweets or chocolate or whatever. Again, that only goes so far. Willpower will only go so far. And this idea that you just need strong willpower, yeah, it can work for some, but it's going to make it a lot harder for others. So make sure willpower isn't given this kind of superhero element, which some people give it and believe that that's the only way to do it. You also need to come up with a plan, and you need to stick to it. And it may well be that your plan involves reducing something over time. So if you're smoking 50 cigarettes a day, I know someone who gave up cigarettes when he was smoking about 40 a day, and he got some medication off the doctors to help with urges, and he just gave up there and then. And again, that's great. But giving up certain things can be hard. Alcohol can be very dangerous to just stop drinking alcohol if you've been drinking alcohol at a particular level for a particularly long time. So you might have to do a reduction plan, but you've got to stick to it. And again, that can be very, very difficult. The other thing with habit formation is there's going to be setbacks. So there may well be a time where you have a setback or a relapse, or you do something you're not happy with, because habits can be behaviours as well as anything else. And it's important that you say to yourself, I have had a setback. Why? Okay, I need to move forward with me. Next step. What's my next step forward from the point that I'm currently at? Just break life down into these little steps and make sure that you're looking to move forward. And if you have a backward step, don't let that destroy the whole project. Okay? If you've drank alcohol for 5 days out of the last 500, yeah, and you're going on about those 5 days when you lapsed or whatever, that's not going to help. It's important to recognise them and look at why, but then you can move forward and get beyond it. Diet, I've spoken about diet before. If there's certain things you want to avoid, try to replace them with other things. When you have a negative thought, try and replace that with a positive thought. And this is where mindfulness comes in. So if you find yourself talking to someone incorrectly, someone who's close to you, and sometimes people who are close to each other talk to each other a little bit negatively, and they don't even know they're doing it. And it may well be that you do it and then go, oh, I've just been speaking negatively, I'm sorry. And then say something positive, or just say something positive and go, right, I'm going to say something positive. That wasn't helpful. And again, you can train yourself to do these things. It may also be that you need to avoid situations and also people, or reduce contact with situations and even certain people. That can obviously be hard, depending on who those people are and how important they are in your life. You're not always going to get perfection, and it's about making progress and making things bearable, and sometimes about letting go of certain things that bother you to do with relationships. Because often there's a lot of bad habits that form in relationships as well, but that's another story entirely. So if you are giving something up, look to replace it with something different. So it might mean you get up in the morning, you go to the gym, so you're getting endorphins, you're getting pumped up before you started the day, whereas in the past you were getting that from particular chemicals or particular negative behaviours. If you're giving up food, try to find other foods to replace it. If you are no longer doing stuff at a weekend that you want to stop doing, find other activities to do to fill up that time. So whatever goes, you replace it with something else. So that's my little bit on habit formation. The second part of this episode is to do with a few days I had in mid to late October 2023. And I kind of had a few what I might call experiential moments where you're kind of living in the moment and you're showing a bit of gratitude and you're kind of just aware that life's passing you by and you're not caught in a negative mindset of wishing the hours away and those kind of behaviours. I am a supply teacher and I went into a primary school the other day and I was really anxious going in because there's lots of new ways of doing things and new systems. I'm a secondary trained teacher. And while I was in there, the first hour or two, I was really anxious, like, am I doing this right? I was speaking to the teaching assistant who knows how they do everything and getting advice from them. They were brilliant. They were working their socks off. The teachers in primary sectors work their socks off as well. And I'm not saying secondary teachers don't, but I've got a lot of respect for people in primary sectors for how hard they work. And I really enjoyed the day in the end. And the last few hours, I really settled into it. And I just thought that was a perfect example of something that makes you a little bit anxious, that you might think, I don't want to feel like that. But actually, you overcome it. And you come out of it the other end and go, well, that was an interesting experience. I've learned a lot about primary schools and what goes on in primary schools there. And that was of interest to me. The other thing on that particular day is I drove home and I picked my son up from nursery and then brought him back. And over the last 2 years, long story, I've been living with my parents. And I brought my son back here. And when I get in, I did this on Wednesday and Thursday, I was just in like organisation mode. Right, get his bag ready, sort his lunch, sort tea out, sort this out, sort... And my mum was trying to talk to me on both days a couple of times. And I was just listening to a podcast, cancelling that out. And I thought, you were a bit moody there. You worked hard Wednesday, Thursday, I said to myself. And you were a bit tired, but, you know, you need to interact with people around you a bit better than that. I thought to myself, yeah, I need to do better than that. And I need to just interact. Or even just say, listen, I'm a bit tired, so apologies if I'm not very chatty. Just say that to the other person knows. But I was quite tired and I just felt like I didn't deal with the evening very well because I was tired. But I recognised that and then realised that on the Friday, I took Friday off. I had Friday off and I'm very lucky to do that because my lad was sick Thursday night. And if you've got a young kid, sometimes they get sick and they look like they've got a fever or something. And then like 12 hours later, they're all right. Like, you know, their immune systems, they bounce back or whatever. So I took the day off, and I don't get paid when I'm off, but there's a cost of living crisis out there, and I'm lucky with the position I'm in at the moment that I could take that day off. And I was quite grateful for the opportunity to take that day off and to spend time with my son in the morning before I dropped him off at nursery. So he got up at 6, and he'd been asleep since 6 the night before because he hadn't been well. And instead of spending half an hour getting ready and getting out the door, we had 2 hours. So I was up at 6 as well. And we left at 8, and we went a bit later to his nursery, and he missed his breakfast club. But, like, I just had a lovely time, you know, playing with him, watching the telly with him, having my breakfast with him, being mindful about my breakfast, and just cherishing those moments with him. Because, you know, one day I won't be here, and I won't be able to experience those moments. But I was aware of all this as it was happening, and I was really cherishing those moments with him. And it was nice talking to him on the way to nursery. We were talking in the car, and it wasn't like I was going to work, and I was just talking to him about his experiences, and he was like holding my hand while I was driving, and we were saying that we loved each other. And again, you know, a few years ago, if you'd have said, oh yeah, talking to your lad about like saying how much you love him, I don't see him for half the week. So when I've got him, I cherish those moments. And there are plenty of people who may listen to this or who may not around the world do realise when you lose someone, I didn't spend enough quality time with that person. And again, we're all different and we all experience the world in different ways. But it was raining really heavily, and it was kind of nice in the car with the heat on, and we were talking about things, and he was asking about like why animals are different, different animals are different, and I was trying to explain that to him. And I just felt like I really needed to take the day off, and it was just so lovely to spend some time with him. So anyway, I dropped him off and I went to a little cafe, and I wrote 2 podcasts. This is one of them. And I did some work, and I went to a couple of shops and got some stuff, which I never usually have time to do, and just didn't spend loads. Like, I just got a few bits and bobs. Michael, my lad, needed a pair of slippers or whatever. And then something happened. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but something happened. And it's the kind of thing that people might get stressed about. And I won't mention it now because it's only just happened today and hasn't quite resolved itself yet. But something happened, and it could... do you know what? I just really dealt with it well. And I've been reading a lot about the Stoic philosophers, and I thought, I really dealt with that well at the end of it. And I was like, oh, that's good. You're kind of aware that you've done something right. And you've said it, and you said, good, you've actually put theory into practice there by doing that in a particular way. And just those little experiences in that kind of 48 hours, I was just really aware that I was alive and living them. And we often get into it, don't we? We're either 9 till 5 and, you know, trying to get through the day and pay the bills, pay the rent, pay the mortgage. We miss things. And I've said before about that Ferris Bueller quote from the great film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Life does move pretty fast, and if we don't stop now and again to have a look around, we might miss it. So today, I think about habits, formation. What do you want to change? Why? Come up with a plan. Do it. Check out James Clear's book. And try and live your life and experience it, because this is definitely not a rehearsal.